This is WBAA News. I'm Stan Jastrzebski. Pigeons have had a rough year in Indiana. Boxes of the birds were found in an I-65 rest area dumpster three different times, some sick and starving, some already dead, and most of them wore an identifying band around their leg, placed there by human owners who breed the birds for race or show. As WBAA's Emily Seiberg reports, it's a subculture that has a long history in the state.
People made a bizarre discovery at a rest stop off I-65 near Lafayette.
It's where police say boxes were dumped and they were filled with hundreds of pigeons.
Each time a new batch of birds was found, the confusion grew. Who was responsible? Why were the birds placed inside mozzarella cheese boxes in a dumpster? In the pigeon community, there were concerns over both the mistreatment of the pigeons and the damage a few bad actors might be causing their hobby's reputation. Over the past year, WBAA has talked to pigeon breeders from California to Virginia to Indiana. One thing many of them have in common is a devotion not just to the spirit of competition, but to the birds. On a recent Saturday, a row of tables lined with bird cages sits along a wall at a pigeon auction on the northeast side of Indianapolis. The Indianapolis Racing Pigeon Club, founded in 1937, is auctioning off about 30 breeding birds today.
550 right here. Got a 550. Right,
the birds sound like they're tap dancing inside their temporary housing.
I guess it's similar probably to what you see with cattle and that, and horses. They all have pedigrees. People look at that.
That's club president Mike Maloney. The club conducts about 16 pigeon races a year. Basically, the racing pigeons are released at a given point, which he says can be anywhere from 100 to 500 miles from their coop, and then they fly home. Maloney, a former Butler University biology professor, says like human track runners, some birds are built for speed, others for distance. They're training athletes. Maloney, like many enthusiasts, discovered pigeons when he was just a kid.
One kid in the neighborhood all of a sudden built a loft, and raising pigeons. And of course, as kids, we all got interested in it. I thought, Dad, I want some pigeons. Can I get some pigeons?
Turns out there are several hundred breeds of pigeons. Estimates vary, even among experts. And that diversity is the result of human intervention.
No question. It's all due to people.
That's Dr. Charles Wolcott, a former director of the Cornell University Lab of Ornithology. Wolcott says pigeons started out as a food source, but that changed over time.
There'll be a pigeon who has an unusual feathers around their head. And what happened over time was that people would select those pigeons and would breed them.
There's the African owl, whose beak appears to recede into the bird's face. The reverse wing pouter, whose feet are draped in long, dramatic feathers. There's the parlor ruler, bred to essentially somersault over the ground and compete in races where the pigeon who rolls the farthest wins. And there are fantail pigeons, which honestly look like little turkeys. Indiana Pigeon Club Secretary Mike D'Oliveira keeps his fantails in a snug, shelf-lined coop in his backyard in Carmel.
They're probably a little freaked out.
D'Oliveira's fantails aren't bred to race. Instead, they're shown in competition, going head-to-head with others of their breed. Some bird owners, like D'Oliveira, stick to keeping 20 or 30 birds at a time, especially in residential areas. Others keep several hundred pigeons on their property. A pigeon loft in LaPorte County, containing 2,000 racing pigeons, burned down in October, killing all of the birds inside. The blaze took place the night before a race with a $500,000 prize for the winning bird breeder. But the fire wasn't just a wrench in a big event with money on the line. On their website, the loft owners expressed anguish at the loss of life. D'Oliveira also says there's a unique sense of community among pigeon owners.
Pigeon people are, they're not real common. Most people are really surprised when they find out that I raise pigeons and have had pigeons for years. But other pigeon people get it.
As the hobby enters 2020, it faces some challenges in Indiana. The LaPorte County loft is being rebuilt, and groups like the Indianapolis Racing Pigeon Club, which has about 20 members, most of whom are at retirement age, have to find a way to attract members who will keep the pastime vibrant for the next generation. Enthusiasts say it's a niche hobby that takes significant time and money. But back at the pigeon auction, the current generation of pigeon aficionados is still eager to find their next winning bird. For WBAA News, I'm Emily Seiberg.
5-7.